Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Welcome to our program. Today we are beginning a new series entitled Basic Facts of the Faith. The Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter urged us to prepare ourselves to teach the truth. Paul wrote, "Test all things, hold fast what is good." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Peter added, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." 1 Peter 3:15. We are beginning a series of lessons today that will include things that we need to understand in order to go to heaven. Not only will these lessons help us to know what to do in order to go to heaven, when a person obeys the gospel, they can also use this material to teach others so that they also might have the information that they need to go to heaven. It is our hope and prayer that this series of lessons will be of assistance to non-members, those who have never obeyed the gospel of Christ, and to brethren all over the world in helping to reach the lost for Christ. The first lesson in this series is entitled, Why We Believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. In our world today, many people do not believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. They believe He was a good man, He was a moral man, He was a great teacher, but they do not believe that He is the Son of God. And yet we understand that we cannot take that position. Either Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, or He is not. If He is the Son of God, we must obey Him in order to go to heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21 through 23, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Matthew records what Jesus just said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Yes, Jesus is a real person. He lived on this earth about 2,000 years ago. And yet we understand, not everyone believes He is the Son of God. Remember, either He is the Son of God, or He was the biggest liar in the world. And He said that He was the Son of God. And so if Jesus is not the Son of God, He either came to deceive us, or He was crazy. If He is the Son of God, then we must obey Him. It's a decision that every person in the world must make for themselves. Why do we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? To believe something, we must have good reasons. We must be able to prove why we believe Jesus is the Christ. And that's why Peter told us that we are to be ready to give that defense to everyone who asks us why we believe what we believe and why we have the hope that we have. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. People must believe Jesus is the Christ in order to be saved. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus says, "I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Jesus also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14 and verse 6. And so if we're going to go where the Father is, we have to go through Jesus Christ. And the Father, of course, is in heaven. And so if we want to go to heaven, it will have to be through Jesus Christ and not some other man. And so as we begin this series and we begin this first point concerning Jesus Christ being the Son of God and the fact that we must have reasons for believing what we believe, we now begin to give reasons for believing in Jesus. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, because Christ is eternal. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and verse 14, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made." In verse 14, John continues, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." In the beginning was the Word. That Word is Jesus Christ. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word that John is talking about is God. He says in verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory." That is Jesus in the flesh. "While on the earth, Jesus said, 'Before Abraham was, I am.'" John 8 and verse 58. Jesus was only on the earth for about 35 years. But He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Abraham had already been dead for hundreds and hundreds of years when Jesus came to this earth. And yet Jesus told the Jews in the first century, "Before Abraham lived on the earth, I already existed." The only way that is possible is that He was alive before He came to the earth. And the Bible affirms that fact. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, because He is eternal, because He is deity, because He is God. In the second place, we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, because of the way He came into this world. That is through the virgin birth. The prophet Isaiah, living some 700 years before Jesus was born, said that Jesus would be born of a virgin. Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel." And so 700 years before Jesus came to the earth, there was a prophecy that He would be born of a virgin. Now, all of us are born of women, and so was Jesus. Jesus had an earthly mother, but He did not have an earthly father. Every person in this world, except for the Christ, had an earthly mother and an earthly father. So here was a special sign that was given to help us to understand how we can identify the Christ of God. One way is through the way He came to this earth, through His virgin birth. It was prophesied by Isaiah, and Matthew tells us Jesus was born of a virgin in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Remember, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is Jesus Christ. And Emmanuel means God with us. When Jesus came to this earth, it was God with us. And so one of his names is Emmanuel. In Matthew chapter 1, finishing the verses 24 and 25. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And so far in our study, we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, because he is eternal, and because of the way that he came into this world through the virgin birth. As we continue our study next time, we will continue to see reasons why we believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We hope you will be with us at that time.